Hello, Mzanzi. Welcome to episode 407 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa. Southern Oil does not just produce high-quality products. It also champions the well-being of its community. Now, through the Canola Trust, it empowers the next generation by investing in the Canoleus and Canotel programs, transforming the lives of farm worker children through reading and mathematics literacy. Joining us to tell us more about this initiative is Renee Govender, Learning and Development Practitioner at Southern Oil. Renee, welcome to Farmers Inside Track. It's lovely having you with us.
Hi, Duncan. It's amazing to be here. So thank you so much for hosting me today.
You guys do amazing work over there at Southern Oil, and I want to get straight into it. Now, of course, you know, Southern Oil is a major supporter of the Canola Trust and its Canola Lease and Canola Tell programs. And it's clear that you take corporate social responsibility quite seriously. Renee, why is it so important for the company to give back to the community?
Giving back to the community is like planting seeds in fertile soil. While it nurtures the community, it also enriches the very fabric of the company. And there are a few crucial points that I want to take you through. One being the social responsibility. We must understand that we don't just exist within Southern Oil, but we exist within a larger ecosystem known as our community in Swellendam and the surrounding communities around the farm. Acknowledging this responsibility means recognizing that success isn't solely about profits, but it's also about contributing positively to society. The second reason is ensuring long-term sustainability. A healthy community is essential for business sustainability. Thriving communities provide a stable workforce, which is difficult to actually source employment in a small community, loyal consumers, and conducive environment for growth. Lastly, I just want to touch on that answer is the impact that it has on our economy. Giving back is a way of being economically savvy. A robust community supports local businesses. By contributing to education, skills development, and job creation, we indirectly strengthen our own market.
It's quite inspiring to hear the work that you guys are busy with. The canola industry is a vital part of the South African agricultural economy. How do you think Southern Oil can continue to play a leading role in the industry's growth and development?
Through promotion of sustainable practices, sustainability is crucial for long-term growth. SOIL can actively promote sustainable practices amongst the canola farmers and as well as community development and job creation. We are committed to our local community and job creation is commendable. By empowering farmers, providing training, and as well as creating employment opportunities will contribute to the industry's growth.
Let's dive into the mission of the Canoleus and Canotel programs. For those who don't speak Afrikaans, is it a clever word play on canola and leus, which means reading and tell?
Definitely, Duncan. Canoleus means can now read and Canotel means can now count. So it's just the name cleverly merges with canola and leus meaning read. So I can now read and I can now count.
Tell me a bit about the mission of the Canoleus and Canotel programs.
The mission of the Canoleus is to involve the promotion of literacy within our educational system, providing current support for our current qualification that's through Umaluzi. So it just provides the additional support of literacy as well as numeracy.
Have you seen any great results from the Canoleus and Canotel programs? I know that you do exceptional work in schools like Vondeling Primary School in Swellendam in the Southern Cape.
Yes, Duncan. Fantastic results have been demonstrated in the last year. Remarkable progress made by learners across various schools. A total of 66 learners demonstrated exceptional growth by advancing two or more levels in both literacy and numeracy. These results are truly commendable and reflect the dedication and hard work of both the learners and the facilitators.
Renee, I understand that the Cano programs are actually the first of its kind in South Africa. Tell us a bit about the methodology used there.
Yes, both programs, Canalise and Canotel, are based off a program called Teaching at the Right Level Africa. So a bit of history on the actual program. It originated in India, where moms that was housewives had to take care of the kids and they wanted to make learning activities a bit more interesting. For example, counting off marbles outside and kind of relating it to outdoor activities and including a learning activity in it. It was then formalized through an independent organization, which is registered in Kenya, and we now have access to this program. Our mission is to enhance children's foundational literacy and numeracy skills through the evidence-based teaching at the right level approach. We have established a partnership with CAP, which is abbreviated for Community Action Partnership, a non-profitable organization responsible for administrating this program within our local schools located in and around the canola fields. The assessment serves as the foundation of the teaching at the right level approach, ensuring that the entire system remains dedicated to enhancing the learning outcomes of each individual child.
Renee, if there's anything else that you'd like to share with the agricultural community?
We understand that the skills required by agronomic and manufacturing practices required to compete in a global world that is rapidly increasing. We also have learned that the best level of success is achieved through people from our local communities. We strongly believe that this program will go a long way in eventually bridging the gap between the skills required and the quality of education generally offered.
What an amazing initiative. Thanks, Renee Govender. She's, of course, the Learning and Development Practitioner at Southern Oil. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. That's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food for Mzanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.